What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight on our show, Justin McElroy, a 17-year-old junior at Canyon High School, appealed a detention that he got from a teacher for laughing when she was teaching the kids about Homo erectus. And he said, you can't say Homo erectus or sperm whale in any high school classroom without expecting kids to laugh. He feels his civil rights have been violated. He feels that this could go all the way to the Supreme Court. Also, we have with us Mavis Leonard, who, as you remember, a show a couple of weeks ago, Mavis, she sued people. This was a company that promised her a vacation down to an island owned by Johnny Depp, and it turned out to be totally bogus. She sued them, and she has won a vacation. She's actually been granted a vacation as part of the settlement to Barbados. She'll fly there in an F-16 jet, and she said, in the last we talked to her, she wants to be a member of the Mile High Club, so we'll figure that one out, too. And we also have this evening on our radio show, be talking with, who's the cat man we're going to have, bud?
I don't know, I'm saying.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man, for your help. We're going to have on Tony Neal with a brand new reality show called Escape from Fashion Island, and Jay Santos with the Outreach Community Project on Safety in Schools. A couple of media news stories I'd like to get to here. First off, but not the most primary one, I just want to say, number one, you might have recalled, you know, I don't want to talk about myself or anything, but in that L.A. Magazine article, we came in as the 11th funniest guy in L.A., which ain't all that great, but we beat Ali G by like nine or 10 slots. Anyway, I want to say he did the only thing. I think Ali G did the only thing a white man could do. When a woman is trying to marry her dog to another dog, you must act. And you must act promptly. You probably didn't hear about it. This cat, this Cohen dude who plays him, you know, he's Ali G. Pamela Anderson her golden retriever was marrying a chihuahua. And they had a whole nuptial ceremony. Ali G came out of the surf on a green inflatable turtle and went after her. Tackled her into the sand. Her bodyguards then wrestled him back into the surf. What's that about? Don't take the guy off the property. Just throw him back into the ocean. Like he's just a bad catch of the day or something. But I got to hand it to the guy. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say, when somebody, these are tough times. I'm not saying you shouldn't have laughs, but we're living in tough times. We're living in uncertain times. We're living at the dawn of a new millennium. We're living at the dawn of a very violent age, I'm afraid. One that we will ultimately prevail in, but one that we should keep ourselves razor sharp for. We don't have time for animal weddings anymore. No more. The man did the only thing a full-bore, white, 21-year-old man can do. Went after her. It's almost like the guy was floating by in his green turtle. What is that? It's a dog wedding. Okay, all right, that does it. Just pulled his life jacket off and went on shore. Good for you, man. Now, not that he was able to stop it, but I just personally feel I could be wrong. I mean, you know, you get your kicks any way you want. But when you let people know about it, see, that's the big mistake you make. If you're Ms. Anderson, go ahead and marry your freaking dog to a fire plug for all I care. Do I got to know about it? Don't shove your lifestyle into my mouth. Now, Ali G is out there in a surf. Anyway, he rugby tackled her. She went onto the sand, and then her security guys grabbed him. They beat him within an inch of his life and then threw his dead, lifeless form into the surf. Good for you, man. I hope somebody can fish him out before sundown. Somewhere out there is some dude with a soul patch beard, those big freaking aviator shades and that goofy cap, floating nude from the waist down. After the security men had their way with him, it's sad. Guy's trying to help people, and he's grabbed by Pamela Anderson's bodyguards, sodomized, and then thrown into the ocean. Like he's just one more guy off the bus. Now, the bigger story here is this guy, Michael Graham. I had a couple of people email me, the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. And they emailed me, and he said, are you going to say anything about this guy that got canned back in D.C., this Michael Graham from WMAL? Now, the guy said something offensive about Islam, I think, is what it was. He said that it's a religion that supports terror. All right. And he got canned. And people said, well, are you going to say something about that? Because that's what's going on, the FCC and everything. And my response to that is this. Now, when it comes to the FCC and decency guidelines, I think that certain words should be allowed. And, you know, we'll fight that fight. But when it comes to another guy sticking his neck out, trying to get a little bit of attention by saying something really broad and stupid, I ain't sticking my neck out for nobody, friend. Let me tell you, this is a war zone. It's every man for himself. This guy goes on the air and says some dopey thing. Remember that Michael Savage guy when he said the whole thing about sodomites? He's lucky he still has a rear end to get sodomized. That guy came on the air on MSNBC and said something about the sodomites, and I hope you all die from AIDS. Any normal cat would be out of a gig. He's still up there doing his thing. Fine, good for him. You know why? He's got the juice. Some guy at WMAL in D.C., and, you know, he's walking around trying to get change for the cigarette machine or whatever, trying to get Coke change, and he says, I know what I'll do today. I'll go on the air and I'll talk about how all the ragheads are evil. And the next thing you know, he's canned. You want me to say something about it? This is every man for himself. I'm trying to keep my own head above water. I don't care. I walk in here every day hoping I got a gig. And this cat says something dumb like that. The day and age of saying dopey stuff like that and getting, well, it's over, man. You can't do that. We're able to say half the stuff we do on our show because it's a fake guy saying it. It's not a real guy saying it. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why I am forgiven by the audience when I have a fake guy say it, but if I were to say it, I'd be canned. I don't know why, Mr. Graham. I'm sure he's out there going, well, how the hell did Henry say it? Last night he was talking about black people getting their teeth whitened, sticking their head out the window, and hey, hit the high beams, smile. And that guy's still on the radio, and I can't do anything. I don't know, man. Let me tell you, it's showbiz. That's what it is. People want to be entertained. If you would have done it, it was funny. Maybe that's it. I get more email from people who say this. Boy, do I hate your living guts, but you're funny. Well, that's what you got to do. Now, these guys are getting blown out because they say some dumb thing about Arabs or whatever the problem seems to be. They don't understand. Now, I say Arab with the... a bit of whimsy. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, what I'm satirizing here, or at least I'm trying to make a point about how thick these people are. Talk show hosts. You know, they're supposed to be educated, aren't they? Aren't they, at least these news talk guys, aren't they supposed to know what they're talking about? Let me tell you what. Your fifth grader could take these guys down with a broom handle. Now, he said something, and he's off the air, and I'm supposed to... Good luck, man, finding another gig. What do you want me to say about it? It's all I can do to walk in here and have my job. It's all I can do to walk in here and find a paycheck. They're dusting the hot seat off for me. You're on your own, Charlie. Good luck.
How brave of you.
Thank you, yes. Standing up for broadcasters everywhere. 1-800-449-8686 coming up tonight. Justin McElroy will be with us, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and Tony Neal, television producer on the new reality show Escape from Fashion Island. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
We have a flashback by request coming up in just a few seconds. What is the flick with the guy, I think it's a Patton, where he says, my God, this has got to stop, you know, that, and I thought of that, Ali G floating by, what is that, it's a dog wedding, holy Jesus, this is going to stop. I think it's Patton, yeah, it is, when the Germans are strafing his headquarters, and Patton, played by George C. Scott, pulls the pistol from his side holster and says, my God, this is going to stop. And he goes out with a pistol. He starts shooting at this German Stuka flying overhead. And that's Ali G. That's what he did for all of us. Oh, go ahead, laugh. I'm sure I know it tickles your imagination a little bit, but I feel that when a man leaps from a green turtle, runs up onto the beach, uses as an excuse just to cop a cheap feel on Pamela Anderson's buttock, the fact that she's getting her dogs married. Nah, I mean, I would have done the same. Well, of course, no, I wouldn't have done the same thing. I just like seeing other guys do that. I don't have any guts when it comes to those beaches over there, man. I heard that they were public. Maybe they're private. I don't know anymore. If they're public beach, which is, I'm given to understand that they're public beach, why do we see signs that say private beach? Why? Who's putting those signs up? And why is it, if it's in L.A. County, Ventura County, can we get a couple of sheriff over there and have them take those signs down? I don't know whether it's really a heavy bit of civil disobedience or whatever. I'm going to go over there. I told you I'm going to go over there. I'm going to have a picnic. The problem is I can't have a picnic without popping a couple of brews, and that is against the law in L.A. County on the beach. All right, 1-800-449-8686 here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Time now for our flashback request, and then later on tonight we'll have Justin McElroy. We also have Jay Santos and Tony Neal as our special guests. Always good to have Tony on, the TV producer. Got a great new fantasy show, a new reality show called Escape from Fashion Island, where, this is great, he abducts children from under the noses of their parents, and then the first group of college kids to steal a kid and get him out to the parking lot wins. Now, on the line from Edwards Air Force Base, we have Mavis Leonard. Ms. Leonard, you may recall, was involved in a situation. You were basically, a company stole your money, a lot of money, promising you a vacation, Ms. Leonard, that didn't come. Isn't that right?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, hon. You're on the air.
Yes, Phil, that is right. I had all my savings tied up, and they told me I was going to go to Johnny Depp Island. And
they said they'd go. You go to an island owned by Johnny Depp. It wasn't true.
No, it was not true, but we have settled out of court. It's what you call courthouse step lawyering. And I had a good attorney, and we got a very good settlement. And
are they going to send you on a vacation, hon?
Yeah, they're going to send me they have said that they're going to send me down to Barbados and everything.
Barbados?
Yeah. And I tell you, I heard about that. I said, oh, man, you better tie the bar stool down, everything. I want to party like in 1999 plus six.
Okay. Well, all right. So, and you're going to fly in an F-16 jet, right?
Yes. I have always had a dream. Everything. My husband had been in the Air Force. And
what's so funny?
Well, nothing. I'm just remembering my husband. He would fly over to Pensacola, always do kind of a, he'd roll the wings. He'd say, hi, Mavis, how you doing, you know?
Yeah, a lot of guys do that when they're the fighter jets. And
oh, really? You know all about it, huh?
No. I'm...
All right, so anyway, I want to get on a jet right now. And this is Major Bodine, so I'm going to give him a phone when I climb up in the jump seat.
All right. Major, how are you?
Hello, Phil.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. And you've got this lady, and you're going to take her off to Barbados in an F-16 jet, huh?
That is the idea, yeah. And we're excited to have her as part of our Thunderbird program, an outreach to the community. People can understand and feel what it's like to be in an F-16. We're very excited.
Are you a Thunderbird pilot, sir?
I am an instructor. We are in association with Thunderbirds, reaching out to the community, giving them a taste of what it's like in the air in one of these magnificent birds. Now we're going to climb up into the cockpit right now.
I'm already up here, Phil. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Say what?
I can hear you.
You're going to have to talk louder because the phone's sitting on the wing.
Well, get somebody to give you the phone then, okay?
Give me a phone. Jackass. He left the phone on the wing. And
all right.
Now,
we're going to strap in.
All right, I'm strapping in now. Cockpit down. He's going to fire this sucker up. I'll be hanging on for mercy when I get this sucker rolling. I put on a gas mask.
What? What, you got a gas mask on?
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't understand anything you're saying.
I don't want to go up there with that one. You don't know
what I'm. You're not going to go up there with that one? No, but I can't talk to you.
Uh-huh. I mean, I don't want to talk to you. I mean, I don't have to listen to you.
Oh, that's very nice.
I'm just kidding. I'm fired up now. Here we go.
Mavis, is that you?
Well, it's very standard. She de-evolved for a while. She's a dog now. And she'll get back up to being a human in a moment. Now she's an ape.
Oh, man, that's good.
Now she's human again.
Yeah! I love
you go there then, Mavis, to Barbados.
Later and greater.
See you later, babe.
Yeah, whatever.
There she goes. Well, that's kind of wild. And the bus in the background, huh, bud?
Yeah, there must have been a bus leaving, too, at the same time.
Mavis Leonard, who got ripped off by that company. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
How long have we been back from New York? Over a week? I should, 2 weeks? Well, I should mention that when we were in New York, Karen Bryant of Showbiz Tonight invited us up to the set. What a classy, beautiful chick she is. And she does the, you know, the Showbiz deal. And I know I'm sounding like an idiot now because I don't know what you call it. So the Showbiz show, which, you know, like that. And anyway, she's a fan of our show and graciously invited us up there. And then I met a guy, this cat, in my opinion, along with Karen, the only two people I want to watch in that network. But this guy is the heir apparent to Walter Cronkite, if there is such a thing, or Bernard Shaw, Lou Dobbs. Here's a guy that doesn't take any crap from anybody. He doesn't take any crap. And I met him. You talk about a nice guy. Just a hell of a nice guy. Going downstairs, having a weed out on the sidewalk, what does he care? You know? He's a guy like known all over the freaking world, and he's downstairs with a tie loose, just, yeah, to hell with all of this. It sucks. Let's get a couple of fingers of Cuddy. Hey, Lou, you want to go across the street, get a couple of, yeah, why not? But the dude is a very nice guy, and so they showed us around the CNN studios there in New York, and pretty impressive. I mean, you see a TV studio, it's never as impressive when you see it as when it looks on TV. Because when you go in and look at it, it's like two chairs and a little wooden desk that you could lean on. It'll fall over. And then we went down and just walked around. They got a commissary there that's awesome. Got a great view. I don't know what else to say about it other than the fact that thanks, Karen, for letting us see it. You're a very nice lady. Very beautiful. And I don't know, you just should have told me that you were married. It would have saved me a trip. How selfish. But Lou Dobbs, a great guy. Anyway, I said to those guys, I don't know that anybody was really listening to me because they were trying to hustle us out of there because they were getting ready for a broadcast. And frankly, there comes a time when, you know, when they have the tours coming through, they just don't want you hanging around. And not that Karen was hustling us out, but there was a guy, a very furtive looking guy who I think is Karen's producer, a guy by the name of Levine. And anyway, I'm joking. Anyway, he was looking nervously at me, saying, was that the guy that was on with Sliwa and that guy Graham who just got fired? Good shtick. And so I said to them, you want to know what some of the problem is between you guys and Fox? Because I just saw a headline here. It says, Fox News sucks, so says CNN chief. Let me tell you what it is. On my DirecTV cable guide, CNN is sitting down there at number 202 on a channel, okay? Guess what's around it? DirecTV, pay-per-view, nothing, and then two news channels, which is headline news and one other thing, and then the rest of it's sports. So in other words, you don't go down there looking for news. I think you guys got to start looking at those cable dials. I think, you know, it's set up a certain way, man. I mean, if you go to Fox, all around it is CNBC, MSNBC, that freaking Court TV. I know the other one, Court TV and Headline News. Those are the ones that are down around CNN. Way down there, if CNN, you guys ought to get your head screwed on straight and get your channel changed, man, on DirecTV. Get up around 360, which is where all that other stuff is. Fox is up there, MSNBC's up there, CNBC's up there, CBNW, which I have no idea what that is. What is CBNW?
It's when you go to the bathroom.
When you go to the bathroom. Where'd you get that?
Isn't that what it is?
No, that's called a BM, bud. Do you know of a cable channel called BM?
Oh, I made a mistake.
Yeah. Jesus. I don't know, whatever else there is. Half of the problem you guys got pulling audience is you ain't up at the right end of the freaking dial, man. Now, look, you got half the retards out there, of which I'm one of them. They can't yet figure out the recall, you know, that callback button, you know, go back button. Meaning, all right, I go back there. Oh, I screwed it up, man. Well, what do you want? I want CNN, but now I got to push 202. And if you take too long, then you're on zero. You know, what chant? 202. 20. Hurry! 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 It's getting hot. Oh, it went to zero. And I went to zero. Now, if you hit it again, now you're getting four digits. Now you're going to 2002. That's wrong. All right, now I got to start all over again. It's too much of a pain in the rear end. If you're up there around the CNN end of the dial, all you got to do is channel up, channel down. Now, a lot of people tell you, oh, you're crazy. Those of us in the broadcast business, we know this stuff matters. This stuff actually matters. It can come down to something as simple as that. How easy is it to get to the guy's channel? Now, I say this on behalf of my dear friends. I think of them as friends, even though they said, hi, how you doing? Karen Bryant and Lou Dobbs. Just for the sake of their careers alone, would you please move the channel there on CNN up to, put it right next to Fox. Why can't you have it at, what's Fox, 360? Why can't you make it 361? You knuckleheads. And that way people go back and forth, back and forth. They're not going to do it because they can't figure out that callback button or that go back button or whatever the crap. The only thing, the only kid in the house that knows it is your 15-year-old. Right? Like my kids the other day said,
you know what you can also do is you can tape TiVo. You can TiVo The Office anytime, day or night. Whenever it's on, the TV will remember that you want it. And, you know, they're talking about the television like it's Roboto, like it's the friendly robot from Lost in Space.
And the TV knows, huh?
Yeah, and then it'll do it.
So anyway, that's just an idea. If it helps, it helps. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it helps, I'd like a little acknowledgement just to maybe just drop a line, say, thanks, Phil. Thanks a lot. That's all it took for us to go over the top on Fox. Just move the freaking channel up next to him. Forget about whether we got a blue set, a green set, whether we have enough African Americans, not enough, too many white guys, not enough. If you really, if it came down to that, you ought to fire every black person you got over there at CNN, man, because they all white on Fox. And it ain't hurting them at all.
Well, I don't care. I want diversification. What are you, nuts? Do you like money?
Let me ask you, are you that diversified? Do you like money?
Of course I do.
Fire all of the blacks.
Why?
Because Fox don't have any.
Yes, they do. They got that Uma Pumbadoomdoo.
Oh, Uma Pemaramshu, she ain't even black, man. She's an Indian.
Well, what's the difference?
What's the difference? You see any freaking Jerry Curl going on with her? It's all that straight down stuff, man. She could, you know, she'd have to go in for a freaking permanent that would take a month.
Oh, wait a minute. Uma Pemaramshu, she's...
No, she's not. First of all, A, there ain't an African-American on Earth that can relate to some chick named Uma with the big bug eyes and the straight Indian hair. B, this is their guy. This is Roger Ailes, you know? All right, that, and move it up there, and I think you guys have got it knocked. Don't worry about it. And Aaron Brown won't keep dragging you down, and you might have yourself a network. And that Paula, you won't have to worry about her, because I think maybe she can actually pull some viewers if you get her up there next to Fox. You won't be worrying about these people. I would not fire Aaron Brown yet. I wouldn't put him out the pasture yet. I think the guy can still pull a number if you get him up there where he can start, you know, kind of skimming some of that O'Reilly stuff. Oh, boy, that guy's show. I've stopped watching it. I don't mean to say it's bad. I've stopped watching it because the cat's a blowhard. You know what I'm saying, Harry? In other words, a newsman who becomes a commentator, this is a dangerous thing. Because what happens, if he doesn't have really much education, what happens is he goes from doing news to offering opinion, which takes a little bit of an ad lib mentality. And I found myself, you know, I talked to psychiatrists about it, but I was beginning to play with dead animals, wetting my bed, and I was setting things on fire. Now, that's the homicide triangle, and I did it after watching Bill O'Reilly. That means within 6 months, hookers turn up behind dumpsters. Thank you. I'm Uma Pemaranju. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Justin McElroy, a high school junior at Canyon High School. With your parents, Justin, you have approached the school board there in northwestern Los Angeles County, concerned with one of your teachers and the way she's treating students in class, right?
Yes, sir. Our teacher is Mrs. Counts, and she is also one of the things that we are going to mention is that she's also a very attractive, the way that one teacher was. I mean, she's very beautiful, and that also plays into it.
Okay, but what is Mrs. Counts teaches a history class, correct?
Yeah, it's called pre-archaeology. It's an applied science toward college credits, and I take it because I want to, eventually I want to go into natural sciences when I go to college.
All right, well, tell me what happened.
We were basically going through a pre-Ice Age history and, like, a Paleolithic history and the dawn of man, dawn of species, and she was in class. It was 10:20 because it was our second period, and she walked in and began the lecture. Well, at 10:20, I think it was 10:20 or 10:22, she then did write Homo erectus on the board, and that's when we did then laugh, and we laughed more, and we laughed again. We laughed yet again.
Okay, you laughed because she put Homo erectus on the blackboard.
Yes, sir.
All right. You. Let me ask you. I understand why you laughed. It sounded funny.
Well, yeah. I mean,
but being in a science class, did it not? It struck you that this was actually the name that science gave to this particular species of hominid that preceded who we are, Homo sapiens.
Well, I mean, our contention, and my mom and dad also say that she should be fired too, is because we're in high school and we do think certain things are funny, okay? And when you come into the classroom and you know that you're going to be saying, you know, homo and homonid and everything, people are going to, there's no way, you know? And so I told my mom and dad after she gave us detention.
Now, who's the other boy that got detention with you?
Patrick Darcy.
All right, Patrick Darcy and you both both got detention, and you guys had laughed.
Oh, yeah, we laughed, and she said, what are you laughing at? And we went, and that's when I said three guesses, and...
Well, are you sure she didn't give you detention because you were smart-mouthing her?
No, I told her, I said, it's, you know, I told her then in front of the class, and maybe she felt embarrassed. You can't say, you can't, you know, look the way you do and then say erectus and everything.
And, well, see, that's disrespectful, man, don't you think so?
What is?
Well, when you say you can't look the way you do, she's an attractive woman, right? Your teacher,
Mrs. Counts?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. When you say that to her,
well, look, I mean, I'm not saying anything other than my parents agree, and we went to the school board to get her fired. But I don't know right now if they'll fire her. That's okay. But they need to take our detention points away from us.
All right, these detention points add up, and you just started school, so you're afraid that you're it's going to go against you at the end of the year.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, you said that the same thing happened last month with another issue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened?
Was
this the same class?
Yeah, it was Mrs. Count's pre-archaeology natural science class, and I had told her after she said that one thing, I said, okay, you can't say it again. And she did. And that's why, you know, it happened.
Well, what did she say the first time?
We came into class that day, and I told my dad as soon as I got home that she starts talking all about, you know, sperm whales. And sperm whales, yeah. And everything like that. You know,
what do you mean, yeah, yeah, sperm whales?
Well, I mean, she's all about sperm whales. Hey, sperm, you know. And she looks hot, and then, like I said, last week, you know, we'd already told her, you know, you're all talking about sperm whales, like, you think it's great. And then she starts talking about, and Homo erectus, and that's when Patrick Darcy, who's a friend of mine, said, oh, yeah, Homo erectus, did they have sperm whales for pets? And that's when she told us both to leave the class.
Do you think you're being a little immature?
In what way?
Well, I mean, look, you're 17 years old. You're a senior now. You're going to be going to college next year.
Well, not really, because we're still in high school, so technically we're still minors. And so for them to talk about how, you know, they don't want us to watch certain TV shows, and they also talk about Howard Stern, who isn't allowed to say, you know, words like sperm or anything, or sperm whale, and they won't let us listen to him, well, then we go to class, and she's talking all about erectus and you know, your sperm whale. Hey, you know, is that your sperm whale? Are you glad to see me and stuff? You know.
Well, these are the jokes that you guys were doing, and this is what got you thrown out of class.
Well, but I went home and I told my dad, and he assured me that he was going to have her fired. So hopefully that'll happen. but we want to make sure that our detention points are not back.
Well, what don't you want her to say? And I got to take a break. What don't you want her to say? Can she get her job back? Can she do something to get her job back?
Yeah, she can, but she's going to have to, I mean, if she's going to talk about this, you know, not go all, yeah, sperm whales. Just say, yeah, okay, whales. You don't have to talk about that. Another thing, I mean, most of the species before Homo sapien, who cares? You know, Homo sapiens are the ones, yeah, Homo erectus, and another one's called, you know, Erecto Homo, and they just do it just to see how embarrassed you'll be. And to abuse, in a lot of ways, it's abuse. I think it's child abuse.
All right, Justin, thank you. 1-800-449, I can't take it anymore.
Well, what about the fact that, you know, she's talking all about, yeah, sperm whale.
Get out of here, will you? I heard your freaking story. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I know how it is as kids. You know, kids hear a word, they hear a phrase. When I was a kid, we had a teacher. His name was Mr. Hayes. He used to walk around the school with his hands shoved deep in his pockets. Very deep in his pockets. He'd walk around looking at everybody. And so some guy scratched in the back of a desk one day, Hayes plays pocket pool. And somebody else had scratched into the desk, Mr. Hayes has a joy hole in his pocket. And, you know, we all started to laugh. Well, there's the teacher standing right there. So what are you supposed to do? You just, you know, just hold your breath and pray. But if he saw you laugh, you were dead. Dead, dead, dead. Which meant you had to get a haircut. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next, Jay Santos and Tony Neal tonight on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.